Stand with me, if you would, for one song this evening, My Country Tis of Thee.
My country tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Our fathers, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King.
Great singing.
Well, I trust that you got a belly full and had a good time, and it's so good to see you back out this afternoon. And let me share with you one prayer request. Joanne Alexander has had difficulty this week. She's been to the hospital a couple times, and one initially thinking it was a blood clot in her leg. It was not. It has something to do with her heart. And so they want us to be praying for her, obviously, and for John as well, as he's been taking care of her there. So I know they would covet your prayers. Also, a couple of announcements for you. One is that we are going to be having, Brother Brady's going to lead it for us on July 19th, first ever Calvary Baptist Church hymn sing. All right. And he's going to be leading that for us. It'll be different songs through the night, and some of you will be singing some specials, right, Brady? And so it'll be a good time, but that'll be on July 19th in the evening service, hymn sing. Invite others to be with you, be an encouragement to all of us, and so remember that if you would. And it is so good to have the Daltons with us to minister here this afternoon. They're going to be singing some patriotic songs and other songs as well. And I trust it'll be a real blessing and encouragement to you, and appreciate them. And we want to pray and ask God's blessings upon this service. We praise you, Father, so much for loving us. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve you and to worship you. And I thank you for the Daltons. I thank you for their faith in you. Thank you for the testimony that they live out and the ministry that you have put within their care. And I thank you for that. And thank you for the opportunity we have this summer to have Brady work alongside us here in reaching this community with the gospel. And we ask now that you would bless as they minister to us in song. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Well, what a blessing it is to be here with you folks this afternoon. And I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older and getting more sentimental and caring about the things of this country, but I think I have enjoyed this patriotic season, this July 4th season, for the last week or so, more than I have any other time in my life. And maybe it's because of some of the things this country's going through. I don't know. You know, you think about what we go through. We've been going through a lot. You know, we come through a major pandemic, and then we've got people all over the country rioting and worrying about racism and different things like that. And you know what? I'm just glad that I'm part of this country. I think back of the pilgrims. Pastor mentioned this morning they're on the Mayflower on the way over, and then they came and they had the Mayflower Compact and all the purpose and reason for why they did. And I think about them, and I wonder, that was a tough thing to do. Get on a boat and sail across the ocean and go somewhere and not even know for sure if you were going to hit anything or not. And it just would have been a tough thing. And I think of this first song that we're going to sing for you. It's I'll Never Sail Alone. I don't think that song was around back then, all right? But if it would have been, I would have probably been singing it as a prayer the entire time if I would have been on the Mayflower. So we'd like to start off with that song this evening for you.
Sail alone, though I am heading home. This vessel's not my only captain. I stepped on board thunder and crashing waves. Can't sink what mercy made. This ship was built to praise Jesus, my Lord. No, I'll never sail alone on stormy seas. I have the mighty hand of God leading me. He'll pilot me safely.
Jesus is my
It is a wonderful thing to live in this country. I've never been to New York. All my kids have been to New York, I think. Have you been to New York? They went on senior trips and things like that. I've never been to New York, but I would love to get to go there and see, of course, that Ground Zero and see the Statue of Liberty and see all those kinds of things. And, you know, when we think of this time of the year and we think of Independence Day, and we often think of the men and women who have given their lives so that we can have freedom. And we certainly want to honor them. But there's people that even in this country, police officers and fire safety people and just 911 people and rescue people that have given their lives for freedom on our own land, right within our own continent. And so we think of all of them, and I certainly am thankful for them. And I'm certainly thankful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, I believe God allowed us to have a country that's free like we have it so that the gospel could be proclaimed. And to me, what good does it do to live in a country like this? The Bible says, What does it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? We can have freedom. We can have liberty. We can have all the things and do whatever we want to do. But if we never do anything to further the gospel with that, then what good has it really done? It's done nothing. And this next song, the name of it is About the Cross.
Sweet, remembering the cold.
could sing about the state of grace I live in, or the peace and joy I have when times are tough. I could talk of all the blessings I've been given, but in the end, my life is just about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy and love. And although it's bittersweet, something beautiful about the cross. 2,000 years ago, if I had watched him die, I think I would have lost all hope, demanded to know why. But now I know the cross means everything. And it's the greatest honor to sing about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy and love. And although it's bittersweet, remembering the cost, there's some Jesus on the cross, the people crying, looking on a man would think it tragedy. But what this world could not see was when they nailed him to that tree. It would break the chains of sin and set men free. La Cruz, where the blood fell, flowers of hope spring up for men in misery. Sin died where the blood fell. I'm so glad His precious blood has covered me. Thorns of violence and hate were growing wildly. Started blossoms of forgiveness growing free. Love grew where the blood fell. Flowers of hope sprang up for men in misery. Sin died.
precious blood has covered me. I'm so glad His precious blood now covers me.
You know, without the blood of Christ, we would be, of all people, miserable, worthless, just wouldn't be much. What hope would we have? Like Pastor preached this morning, my hope is in Jesus. And what did Jesus do for us? He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary to pay for our sins. He was buried and rose again 3 days later. And He did all that so He could save us from an eternity in hell, give us a home in heaven, save us from the bondage and the chains of bond from sin, and give us freedom and liberty in this life. And one of the things He gave us was this great country. And I'm so glad that we have it. I want Brady to sing a song here, Were It Not for Grace. Measured out my days, life carried me along. In my soul I yearned to follow God, but knew I'd never be so strong. I looked hard at this world to learn how heaven could begin.
Up to me, I know how that would go. The
We sure do appreciate the grace that God has given us in our lives. But you know, when I think of this country, and I mentioned it a little bit already, but I think there's a lot of people in this country that have been gracious to each and every one of us. I look around the auditorium this morning and I just can't help but wonder, how many people are in here this morning and either you or your spouse served in some fashion or another in the military? Would you do me the honor? Would you honor all of us? If you're here and you served in the military or your spouse served in the military, would you just stand for just a moment and honor us by letting us know that you were here? Anybody here, you or your spouse was in the military? All right. My dad was in the Air Force. My daughter, who couldn't stay, her husband was in the Navy. Anybody else? Let's give them a hand. Thank you for your sacrifice. How many of you could say like me, I don't have a spouse that was in the military, but I have a dad or a mom who was in the military? Raise your hand if that's you. Yeah. So we know what it's like. You know, I was thinking this morning again while Pastor was preaching. I probably shouldn't think about all this stuff and should think about what you're saying. And sometimes you just got to say stuff that's worth, oh no, I mean, I'm sorry. There goes the love offering. You know, I was thinking this morning, Pastor, while you were preaching, and you mentioned some things, and it got me thinking about when I was a teenager. How many of you know what the draft is? I'm not talking about for sports. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about, the draft. You know, put your hands up. You know, when I was a teenager, the draft was still in. When I turned 18 in 1983, I had to go down and register. And there was still a concern in my mind that I might be drafted. I remember asking my dad, Dad, do you think it's possible that because I'm going to college to be a preacher, they might decide that I could get off the hook on that? I didn't want to go and have bullets flying by my head. I'm not sure I would have minded shooting somebody else. No, I wouldn't want to do that either. I just didn't want to have to be part of any of that. And I remember my brothers. You know, they're all older than me. I'm the baby of the family. And I remember them having to go down and register. And I think about all that. And I think of back when different wars were going on. Vietnam, some of the others before that. You didn't have a choice. Men and women didn't get to say, I'm going to volunteer. You just got a note in the mail that told you. Actually, somebody came and knocked on your door. Made sure you got it. And they said, you're going to serve your country. You're going to sacrifice for your country. I'm sorry. I don't have any comprehension what that's like. I don't know what it would be like when you go back further and even think of what all that entailed through history and how people weren't treated right. No idea. No idea. I don't understand it. But I know that there's a lot of people that have sacrificed and given of their lives so that we can have this great country that we live in. And you know what? I'm not so sure that the ones who died over on foreign lands were the ones who made the greatest sacrifice. I've dealt with men coming through our men's home and seen the struggles that they have with post-traumatic stress and all the things that they go through. And their lives are changed. And you know what? They didn't just sacrifice the first 18 or 19 or 20 years of their life and their life was over, but they're going to be sacrificing the rest of their lives. And I just want to honor those people today. I think of them and I'm so thankful for them. And you know what? They gave us this great land so that we can have what we have. I'm putting Brady on the spot here. This is just a thought that I had this afternoon. I probably shouldn't tell you that, but this way, if it fails, you can feel sorry for me, okay? But I love this land. I love it. I love it more than I've ever loved it before. Maybe it's because I'm 55 years old and I think about my kids and I think about sacrifices that people have made and I think about all that's gone on, but I absolutely love this land. I love what we've gone through, even with this pandemic stuff. I just, you know what? God's taught me and taught us as a family and taught our church back home that, you know, there's other ways that we can minister that we never thought of before, and we can add those to what we've done before. There's other ways that people can be reached, and I just love this land. I love it.
There's a man who lives beside me who fought in World War II. He proudly waves Old Glory from high upon his roof. He starts out every morning like it's Independence Day. I've seen him at attention salute the flag and say, I love this land. From sea to shining sea, I love this land. Home of the brave and free, I love the liberty, the justice, and the truth for which we stand. One nation under God, I love this land.
I don't know if you've ever heard that song before, but it's a wonderful song. And sometime you get a chance to listen to it, you ought to listen to that. I love this land. I love the fact that people sacrificed. I love the fact that we have freedom. I love everything we're going through. But more than this land, I love my Savior. I love Him. And we'll sing a song for you here. He's my Savior.
See him in a manger lay, sent to earth sin's price to pay. He's my Savior. Savior, because he does. is my Savior, because he rose in victory, and he will always be my Savior. See him wear a crown of thorns, see him mocked and laughed to scorn. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. See him hang in open shame on a cross that bears my name. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. Savior, because he left his throne for me. He's my Savior, because he died in agony. He's my Savior.
I can't imagine living my life.
advance the Lord made in me. What I got was real. Praise God, I'm still serving Him now. Life was all that He'd promised to me. Friend, I still choose to serve the Lord faithfully, but I cannot begin to imagine what He has in store. For once I was lost, I was headed for hell, but then I got saved. Now all is well. The precious hand of Jesus, my Lord, forever changed. I'm forever changed. All things are brand new. I tell you, it's true. I'm not the same when He changed the heart. Change my eternal destiny. Old things passed away. Thank God for that day, my forever change. When He changed the heart of me, He changed my eternal destiny. Old things passed away. because of the price that he would pay. His life, a sacrifice by his own choosing. But oh, what a victory that day. He took the hill, heaven's soldier. He took the hill. Now the battle's over. The cross was raised. Sin's debt was paid. That's planted in our hearts. And every time the flag is raised, we've been honored to repeat the phrase, so the world will know we are. Under God, America's been blessed. Under God, brought through every trial and test. To give in privilege and abundance. This nation lives under God. Freedom has survived under God. We need to recognize we're indebted to His goodness, dependent in His care, maybe more than ever. Anytime or anywhere, still our only hope and prayer is under God. When we pledge allegiance now, it's under God. Those words have shaped the land that we hold dear. Some insist it's not allowed to acknowledge that we need Him now, but it's never been so clear. Under God, America's been blessed. Under God, brought through every trial and test. We are sheltered.
Care, maybe more than any people.
is under God. And today I want us to close out this concert with one, a passage of Scripture, and then I want us to close it out with a time of prayer for our country. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Prayer is so vital. Preaching is important. Never would underestimate that. But prayer on behalf of our country is so, so important. And I know I don't have to convince you of that. I trust that you and I are practicing that on a daily basis and praying for our country. And I want us to, if you are physically able, to come and just space yourself out across this front here. And we want to just kneel before our Maker, before our Lord this afternoon. And I'm going to ask Glenn to come and lead us on behalf of our country in praying for not just a physical healing, but more importantly, a spiritual healing. So won't you come join us this afternoon? Again, if you're physically able. If you're not, we understand.
Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace, thank you for this beautiful presentation of music, reminding us of your grace and of the infinite price that our Savior paid for our salvation. And we do thank you for our great country, how you've blessed it over these many, many years. For those who came to this land seeking religious freedom, the opportunity to worship you in the way that they believed in accordance with your holy word. And thank you for the many preachers and the teachers of your word throughout these many years who have proclaimed the gospel message. And thank you for the many missionaries that have gone forth from this great land to other countries in our world to share the good news of the gospel. And indeed, you have blessed us as a nation in so many ways, economically, technologically, and over the years, many ways spiritually. But we are also very much concerned for the direction that our country seems to be taking. We are very concerned that for generations now, our young people, children, teens, college age, have been indoctrinated in the big lie of evolution, denying the very honor that you have, that you are our Creator. And so many that are claiming to be scientific in their thinking, but rejecting you as a Creator. And if there is no Creator to whom one is responsible, then there's no sin, and then there's no need for a Savior. And so many that have fallen into that lie. But I thank you for those who still stand for the truth of the gospel. I thank you for Pastor Kennedy, for the messages that he gives week after week, and encouraging us to pray, to read your word, to study the word, and to tell others about the Lord Jesus. We do pray for our country. We pray for those who are in leadership in the national level, in the state level, in the local level. And we are commanded in your word to pray for those who are in authority over us. And pray that any of the leaders that are not saved, their great need is to trust in Jesus as their Savior. And it will have a great impact upon their politics and the views that they hold. And we are very much concerned that our Supreme Court years ago ruled out Bible reading and prayer in the public schools. And then in 1973, that horrible ruling of Roe versus Wade, which has allowed the murder of multitudes of preborn babies. And then more recently, legalizing homosexual marriage, which is no marriage at all. We know your word declares marriage between a man and a woman. And Father, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would bring about a great awakening. We thank you for those that have taken place in the past. And to pray that there will be many more in our country that will come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And it might have an impact upon and an influence in our country. We pray for the forthcoming election in November, as we believe it's going to be a very crucial election. And so I pray that you will move upon Christians to evaluate the positions of the candidates who are running, and that they will vote sometimes for a lesser of two evils. And we know there's no perfect person, no perfect candidate, but that we might vote for those that would uphold life, marriage, and to continue to grant to us religious freedom. And so we just pray your will to be accomplished in our own individual lives, in the life of this local church, and then in the life of our country. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you, folks. You can go back to your seat there.